Spatech.net. I'm Rio Pacino here at California Extreme 2006. I'm here with Eugene Jarvis, legendary programmer, created such games such as Robotron, Defender. Those are a number of games that I enjoy. Yeah. First question I have for you, Eugene. Tell me a bit about how you got into the video game business.
Okay, so it's funny. When I was a kid, of course, there were no... The exit was kind of on, I guess. You know. But I studied computer science at the University of California, Berkeley, and just got into, at this point, the microprocessor was being, you know, just kind of pioneering. Intel was coming out with the first chips, and I just got excited about what you could do with a small computer that just, you know, fit on your desktop. And I really, you know, it's like, because up until then, computers were these huge, you know, room-sized
right.
entities that were, you know, some kind of, you know, big priesthood sort of thing, you know, you couldn't touch it. And but that I really got excited about what you could do with a small computer, and got me interested in initially pinball games and the computerization of pinball games. And then as video games became more sophisticated, as a player, Space Invaders kind of really turned me on to what you could do with a video game, and that kind of got me into the video game.
Now, what were your thoughts on video games during those times when you were thinking about getting into the business? Yeah. Did you enjoy them? Did you think there was something that could be done better?
Well, I thought they were kind of juvenile. You know, I mean, and I think a lot of kids are, you know, you play a game and you always go, you know, well, that's a really fun game, but, you know, why do those guys, you know, why do they get stuck in the corner and they don't shoot at you? Or, you know, why the animation so bogus? Why does it get too hard? Why is it too easy? You know, and so players, as a player, you think about, you know, you just, it's naturally, you have pet peeves of the game that you would make better. And, you know, today, a lot of kids in the mod scene, you know, can take a game and, you know, reconfigure it to their liking and customize it and kind of take care of some of those pet peeves. And so really, I think, you know, you gotta play games. That's the first thing. You gotta be a player. And secondly, you have to start thinking about what you would do better. And then thirdly, you have to go out and do it.
Well, you definitely did go out and do it because you went on to create Robotron as well as Defender.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the concept behind creating those games? And what was the brainstorm method as far as getting those out there? Because, man, you guys have to have been on something because those are some trippy games, but good and innovative games as well.
Well, you know, it was at that era, it was all about kind of man versus the computer, you know, and it was, you know, I don't know what, I think partly the hardware was so primitive that we really couldn't represent people very well. They looked stupid. They were like, you know, 8 pixels, and nobody would knew what they were. So,
right.
But we could represent like robots or spaceships or, you know, really simplified graphics. And so the thematic material kind of drifted more toward, you know, sci-fi and robots and that sort of thing. And so we kind of took those themes and, you know, just basically, I guess I like to blow stuff up, you know. We were fascinated with the creating explosions and the particle effects that you could do in those days. It was just fun to blow stuff up and, you know, just kind of cater your game around blowing as much stuff up as you could in the shortest period of time.
Well, you went on to go ahead and continue on doing that with the creation of NAR.
Yeah, exactly.
Cruising as well, that's obviously a different genre of game.
Exactly.
But my memories of playing NARC and the Cruising series was that the graphics were obviously a lot better. When you went that route, what were the, you know, how did the process go as far as creating those games and going from, you know, Robotron into NARC and into racing and stuff like that? How did that come about?
Well, you know, it's funny, as a game designer, my ambition was always to try to do one game of every different type of game. And so I'd always had an ambition to do a game based on, you know, men running around, cop kind of game, you know, cop, because, you know, you know, everybody loves cop shows.
Right.
And so NARC was kind of the ultimate cop show with, and I was really into the game, the movie RoboCop, you know, that was kind of cool.
Right.
And as technology progressed, part of the fun of video games is just trying to make stuff look as cool as you can.
Right.
You know, and at, you know, in the Fender days, it was 5 pixels and little green Martians, you know. But as the technology progressed, all of a sudden we could represent the human figure. And with NARC, we were kind of lazy. And we, you know, we could draw these guys out, and, you know, it would take us years, you know. It's like, right. We don't have that much time. You know, we don't want to work that hard. So we got a video camera, digitized people running around, doing their animation, and threw it in the game. And it was just an amazing realism. And just, you know, kind of you really got the feel. You're down in the streets, you're a cop, you're blowing up drug dealers. You know, it really, it was just a lot of fun.
That was the exact feeling that I've had playing that game. I felt like I was a cop, you know?
Exactly.
And, you know, the digitized images of you know, the enemies or whatnot was just something that was just never seen before. And it was just simply an amazing game and one of my favorites as well. Retro gaming today.
Yeah.
I have Xbox 360. I subscribe to the Xbox Live, you know, whole deal.
Yeah.
And Smash TV is one of the games available on the Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, sure.
And that game's cool. Yeah. I mean, it's similar to Robotron.
Yeah.
I mean, except it's a game show theme.
Yeah.
As opposed to just killing robots and all that other stuff. What do you like better? Which game do you like better? Smash TV, Robotron? Which would you prefer?
Because it really it depends on what mood you're in. You know, sometimes you want a Heineken. Sometimes you want Johnny Walker Black Label.
Right.
Or Jack Daniels. Whatever, you know. Champagne, you know. Robotron, from kind of the purest standpoint, from the purest two joysticks, surrounded by guys, it's kind of like you see everything up front, you know who we got to kill, you know, it's kind of a wonderful, purest game. Smash TV kind of takes that one, that cool control, and puts that into, you know, the game show scenario, you know, and kind of was inspired by the movie Running Man.
You're still in the gaming business. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
I'm still in the arcade thing because, I enjoy the immediate joy of an arcade game. You know, where you just jump in there and in 5 seconds, you're in the action. You don't have to like design your character. You don't have to build your house. You don't have to, you know, go through 27 levels of menus and, you know, not configure your car or something. You just go in there and boom, you're playing, having a great time. And I believe my philosophy is a game should just pack as much fun as you can into like 2 or 3 minutes. And kind of the arcade philosophy. And you're trying to, you know, like Steven Spielberg would, you know, pack his movie. You're just trying to pack, you know, a Steven Spielberg series of events. You know, the most fantastic, crazy stuff that could ever happen to you in like 2 or 3 minutes. And just kind of put the player there and have them just experience, you know, the great, incredible, like, roller coaster ride from, you know, complete desperation to triumph, the agony of defeat to, you know, victory, you know, and just experience the highs and lows in that 2 or 3 minutes. Just, you know, come away as a ball of sweat, you know.
I think as long as there are gamers out there, I think there'll always be a market for those who just want that quick thrill, whether they're at the arcade or at a movie theater or wherever.
Yeah.
You know, so
absolutely.
Eugene, thanks a lot for your time and thanks a lot for the podcast.
Thank you.